Thursday, March 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Iowa State University lost a football coach, Gene Chizik, to Auburn University in 2008, and really hasn't had a successful football program since. Now it is losing its university president, Stephen Lath, to Auburn, so the warmer weather in the South must be appealing. Lath was reported to have done a very good job at ISU running the university, which is why he topped the list of candidates for the Auburn job. I think that Lath was made to feel quite uncomfortable here by the Des Moines elite and media, so was not surprised to see him take his talent elsewhere. He was raked over the coals for buying a piece of farmland through Board of Regents head Bruce Restetter's farm management company, and for a mishap in personal use of the university airplane. I thought both issues were way overblown. I will bet that he gets to use the Auburn plane whenever he wants without getting kicked for it. Personally, I think that the president should have full use of the university plane for the efficient use of his time. I thought that the criticisms of Lath seemed small and petty and were indirect digs at Restetter. I think that any other top-notch university head prospect will look at how they treated Lath and be very cautious about coming to Iowa. On fuels, the Renewable Fuels Association was booted out of Fuels America, which is a consortium of pro-ethanol biofuel groups, for engaging in negotiation with the White House over the RINs point of obligation controversy without their support. RFA head Bob Dineen appeared to trade the change in the point of obligation for RINs for the E15 vapor waiver, which infuriated the industry. The RFA has refiners as members, giving it a conflict of interest. My position is that the Trump administration needs to immediately approve the E15 vapor waiver without any concession or cease and desist from calling themselves pro-ethanol. They appointed all these anti-ethanol enemies to cabinet positions, saying that it was no problem, without doing one single thing yet for the industry. As I've noted, they plan to reduce the CAFE mileage standards, which reduces demand for ethanol as octane. Brazil is trying to put a 20% tariff on U.S. ethanol, which would appear to demand some response. Gasoline consumption is off 3.6% from last year, but ethanol blending is up 1%. We need the E15 vapor waiver to sustain that ethanol demand into summer. Sonny Perdue is scheduled to have his confirmation hearings for Ag Secretary on Thursday. He will get questions on Trump's budget cuts, his trade position, and many other topics. It will be hard to imagine an Ag Secretary that opposes NAFTA. Trump's budget cuts laboratory and animal health research, and Perdue is a veterinarian who supported such funding in his state as governor. Sonny will be expected to define what he sees as the core mission of the USDA. The last Secretary of Agriculture was a strong biofuels advocate. Does Perdue understand how key that ethanol is for the ag economy? You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. There's been lots of negative news for the soybean market, from the huge production in South America to a material expansion of soybean acreage here in the United States. And the soybean market continues to display some resiliency. We have a multi-day trading range that has developed under the backdrop of fundamental negative news. The balance sheet should suggest that soybean prices are $2 a bushel too high, but the funds have not joined in the selling to build a net short position yet. Planting has started in the Deep South. It would appear that we will get an early start to the planting season here in the Corn Belt. The snow that we have gotten disappeared under warmer than normal temperatures. We have a full profile of subsoil moisture, so conditions are good for planting, unless we get an unusually wet spring. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that the kind of spring that we get here in Iowa is typically preceded by the type of spring conditions that they have in Arkansas in March. If they are dry or if they are wet, so are we at planting time. The air that we get crosses Arkansas, so moisture conditions there carry north to us. According to the drought map, Arkansas is a little on the dry side, particularly in northwest Arkansas. There is rain in the forecast for them, and it does carry north up into Iowa, where corn planting is 30 days away. The kind of spring planting season that we get can impact the crop mix to a degree. If early planting conditions are excellent, farmers tend to plant more corn. A large seed dealer says that his prepays were less than half what they were a few years ago. That indicates that farmers had less income to offset for tax purposes. It also means that the acreage decision was not set for some time later. The sell-off in corn prices should discourage farmers a bit more on corn. There's no market signal that they fear loss of corn acreage. Record production prospects for corn in Brazil are dampening the market impact from a modest expectation for reduction in corn acreage here. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.